The man with the long white hair, thick beard, and spectacles went by the name of Dragan Dabic, and he seemingly had no trouble peddling his skills as a traditional healer. The disguise worked well enough to allow him to live and work in Belgrade, and even his neighbors insisted they had no idea that behind this facade was Radovan Karadzic, one-time leader of the Bosnian Serbs and war crime suspect. But Radovan Karadzic's time ran out.
Last night, one of the Hague war criminals has been arrested.
Speaking through a translator, Serbian officials announced that Karadzic had been arrested, questioned, had his identity established, and was then handed the indictment from the International Criminal Court. Western leaders welcomed the arrest, and many quickly noted it was proof the newly elected government of President Boris Tadic was committed to cooperating with the International Tribunal and to getting Serbia into the European Union. James Lyon is the senior Balkan analyst for the International Crisis Group, the Brussels-based risk assessment organization. Speaking with VOA from Belgrade, Lyon said there's no doubt that President Tadic and his party are committed to Europe, but he says there are doubts they could have engineered the arrest.
The difficulty is that they hadn't yet been in power long enough to have established control of any sort over the police or over the secret police. Let's keep in mind, they just appointed a director of the secret police 4 days before this happened. That was certainly not enough time to go in and get the ball rolling.
The question remains, who decided it was time to give Karadzic up? Balkan analyst Svetozar Rajak at the London School of Economics says while the government may not have had time to organize the operation, some individuals could have.
We know that the outgoing head of the intelligence services, Mr. Bulatovic, was praised in the past even by Carla Del Ponte as cooperating with the Western intelligence services in pursuing and trying to apprehend both Karadzic and Mladic.
Rajak says it's also quite certain that a number of people in the intelligence apparatus must have known that Karadzic was hiding in their midst.
For him to evade for so long and you know, as one of the most wanted fugitives in the world, you require a very complex and expertly learned intelligence operation, and it's very costly and requires a good organization and so forth.
Questions about who knew, for how long, and who gave him up will linger. But, says James Lyon, the Serbian government should still be congratulated.
I think what's important is to say Serbia got him. That's the first and most important thing. How they did it, why they did it, is not important.
The Serbian government has said it's preparing to extradite Karadzic to The Hague. He faces charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity for his part in the Bosnian War of the 1990s. He and his one-time military commander, Ratko Mladic, are specifically linked to the Srebrenica massacre of 1995, in which 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed, and to the nearly four-year-long siege of the Bosnian capital, Sarajevo, in which it's estimated that more than 10,000 people were killed. Mladic remains at large, and James Lyon says there must be continued pressure for his arrest.
Over the years, Serbia has always said there are no war crimes indictees in Serbia, and yet they keep coughing them up in fits and starts, depending on political expediency. So it's very clear Ratko Mladic is in Serbia. He can be arrested by the Serbian authorities, provided there's the political will. We've seen this, and now we need to say, let's get it over with. There are only two more left.
The second and last fugitive wanted by the International Tribunal is Croatian Serb leader Goran Hadzic. The EU has set the handover of all war crime suspects as a key condition for any future Serbian membership in the European Union. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.